Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love, which is now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. It only takes seconds for burglars to break in with a bump key. So to make sure that your automotive, residential, and commercial properties are protected, trust JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths. They're the key to sensible security. They're an authorized multi-lock dealer with high security solutions for home or business that is true intruder resistant. For more information, call 727-474-6906 or visit the shop at 13030 Starkey Road in Largo. JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
What's up there? Another one in the house, huh?
Welcome to Tampa Bay.
Welcome to Tampa Bay. So, we're going to be doing another TV show back. TV. We did our first show. It was very successful. Were you here for the first show?
Yeah, they were here.
They were here. We had TV cameras in the whole nine yards, huh?
Absolutely. It was amazing.
Amazing. You know, the difference between TV and radio is TV, we put up graphics. Like we have JR Sports Bar here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on TV, we would put pictures of their food, maybe video of their chef cooking. Whereas on radio, you got to use your imagination.
Right.
But we're actually on YouTube right now, actually. Mm-hmm. So if people want to look out and see what we look like, we're on YouTube.
Yep. They just go to Tan Talk Radio Network and just register subscribe, and they'll be able to see us live.
Right, because we have cameras in the studio.
Yes,
at all times.
Right there, pointing at you.
But there's a big difference between a camera for YouTube versus the TV cameras were.
Right. They're high quality with the TV cameras, and of course they can do more editing, and so you have an editor. So once they record, it's not, you know, unless it's live, it's different.
Right.
But right now everything is live here. But on the TV show, they're able to edit, cut, put logos, and put whatever they want on it.
And not just one camera. There's many cameras.
Many angles.
Four cameras. Yep.
And then at the studio, you can't wear green because the background's green.
And you have to put on makeup, too.
And you have to put on makeup. So there you go. Got your little feathers in your cap, huh?
I'm not going to put no makeup on. I'll put my feathers on, but that's it.
That's
you
it.
You got natural makeup. You got the beard thing going.
So the weather's starting to get hot a little bit.
Oh,
are you picking up on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm
right. Yeah. So what's the latest thing going on in Pinellas County? Anything big? Any one of your events?
Pinellas County. I know that we had a young lady here during the TV camera. Remember when they were here? Dina? She's the one who is, she owns the farmer's market.
Right.
She had the
What Dia was her Nino. Name?
Her name is Dina.
Dina.
Yeah, Dina. And she actually had an event in Largo, which is part of Pinellas County, and they had over 3,000 people show up on that event.
And when was this?
This happened last week, Saturday.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
She helps a lot of people.
Yeah, she does. So
right.
It was
she
basically
is a community leader, and community pillar. I mean, somebody that you could come to and ask about something, and she'll make it happen. It's anything for the
Is coach. She going to be back on the show again, or?
She can. I can ask her to come back and
yeah, because we spent a lot of time promoting that event.
Yes.
The power of the radio, 3,000 people. It wasn't because of our show. I mean, I'm just saying we didn't hurt.
No.
So what's going on, Ed? You got something going on? How's it, my buddy Ed, doing?
There aren't too many Christians Just working into my 14-hour day.
There you go.
That's a long day.
Wow. That is a long day. You know, the tapes I listen to now are work hard. Like, there are tapes that motivate you, and it's work hard videos, and you listen to them, and they do motivate you. And the common theme of everybody that makes it is they were work hard, and you know what? They failed. If you listen to Elon Musk, his first three rockets failed, where he actually was almost out of business. He has a thing on there, 120 hours, and he talks about each one that failed. And then he said he was about to, that they were going to keep their doors open for one more week. Imagine that. Elon Musk, they estimated 7 to 10 days they had to stay in business.
Well, he's a risk taker. I know that the selling of electric cars is not as profitable right now, so they're thinking about, you know, because they're the ones installing all the, when you go to charge your car, they're ahead of the curve. So they're actually thinking about selling that off. So that way they can, you know, make a profit.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, we're going to go to our first guest, JR.
Hey,
you guys talk.
I'll take care of it.
Wait, do a prayer and all that, and then we'll get JR in here.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay. I pray Psalms 91 over everybody that listens to this radio and everybody that comes into this station. And Psalms 91 is written by David. A soldier of God. We're all soldiers of God, a Christian soldiers. In Psalms 91, it says, God will send angels in charge of us to keep us safe in all of our ways and keep the evil away from us and keep us free. And the only thing you have to say is, I received that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, and you have it. And I have to say this. Evil will attack when you are walking in the footsteps of God. When you are doing the right thing, evil will attack. Just keep moving forward. Look at Elon Musk. How you say, you know, he never did stop. He always kept going forward. He's not the risk taker. He kept his eye on the ball and kept forward. And that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about the risk. You think about what's going to happen at the end and what you're going to get. That's just like God. God has everything in control. And the only thing you have to do is have a little faith and keep your eye on the ball and keep moving forward. Don't look at the past and look at the future. Because God doesn't want you looking back at the future, because back at the past, because the past is nothing more than the devil's work. And a lot of people have to remind this sometimes. Have to remind them. What was the most famous man that was killed by police on earth?
The most famous man. I don't, enlighten me.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I don't even know why.
Huh? That's pretty heavy duty.
I'm thinking current times and not past times when you said that. You know, when you think of police.
Oh, I know. I know. But Pontius Pilate was nothing more than police back then.
Yeah.
Because the religious clerics and the synagogues and that all went to Pontius Pilate and said, we can't handle this. You got to do something. So they trumped up charges on him, brought him in, falsely charged him, and executed him.
Now, I know that he said he washed his hands, right? So he told the Jews, if you're going to execute this man, which is Jesus, the blood would be on your hands, not mine. So he left it up upon the people of the Jewish people to decide if they want to go ahead and crucify him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly right.
So at the end, they said crucify him. They rather had let a criminal go and then crucify Jesus, because they didn't like, you know, his what he was representing or what he represented.
Exactly. And you know, there's a thing about the King James Bible that. The modern English doesn't work properly with what they say in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because a newer translation of the Bible, of the Greek transition, it calls the synagogues Satan's synagogues in modern English.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one Bible out there that's like that, and it was printed in the 50s. But it has modern English in it, and it has the correctness. And it was done by a scholar, and I have one in my bag, matter of fact.
Okay, so.
All right, guys.
Oh,
okay.
Hi.
Hi, Angel. How you doing?
Good, man.
Awesome. So we have some super special guests in the house today, guys. We've got Angel, of course. But we have a brand new place called JR's over on Roosevelt Boulevard. And we have AJ and his son Landon here today. Hi, guys. How
are
you doing?
Hey, how we doing? I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. So I'm so excited to see your place because I've heard a little bit about it.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes,
you tell us what your concept was, how you came up with it, and what you have going on over at JR's.
Yeah, so the concept of it is a sports bar that anybody that can they can go to. You know, family, parents can feel comfortable going and having good food and bringing their kids in. And there's plenty of things for them to do.
See, so after listening to you, to me, this is one awesome place because it is a kid-friendly, but not just kid-friendly. There's tons of things for kids to do.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about all the different things you have.
Yeah, so the outdoor area is, made for kids.
Yes.
We have 3 to 4 jump houses at all times for them to have fun with. We have a sensory room. Or if they want to just relax, hang out. You know, mm-hmm. It's mainly the owner is, his daughter is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing that got me back into this industry was because of how family oriented this place is.
That's awesome.
Same with Jonathan, who's an owner as well. We've been doing this, I've been doing this for 20 years. He's been doing it for over 30.
All right.
He retired and got in touch, somebody got in touch with him and to bring him back is we want to give back to the community.
Yes, that's awesome. We here at BCC, we also believe very strongly in that. You know, we're all here to help each other. So I think every opportunity that we can take to do that, whether it be your time or if it can be cash or whatever, or just, a great friendly place for people to feel comfortable taking their kid out to dinner. And it's not just out to dinner, but there's so many things for them to do. It's going to be an experience. It's going to be great.
Yes. Yeah.
Just also, too, is how it's going to go is we're going to play your song, right? And then we're going to come back and interview you some more.
Absolutely.
And the song is going to be Elton John, your song?
Yeah, you asked what my favorite song is.
Okay, and then what's the name of your business?
It's JR Sports Bar.
And then JR Sports Bar is sponsoring this song by Elton John. So, folks, after the song, we're going to come back and interview him some more.
All right.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling shoe. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, yeah, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind. You're in the world.
All right, guys, thank you so much. So that song went out to JR's Sports Bar, new location right over on Roosevelt Boulevard. Please tell us the address of the location so that people can find it. Or maybe what you guys are beside.
I went to his bar, and I observed his bar, and I observed the bounce houses. They're on AstroTurf. There's many TVs around the place and everything. He's got fans outside. He's even got a little outside bar. Everything's very clean. There's like two different indoor areas, and there's food. His cook is awesome. His cook is fast. He's worked for other food trucks around here in this area, and I was very welcomed when I came in. And I could not believe the amount of air you had. The air you had for the children, it was awesome.
Thank
the
you.
AstroTurf and
yes,
everything,
sir.
And the bounce houses and that. That is really cool.
Yeah.
You could bring a whole family event there. And you could have an event there in that one
yes.
little area outside if you wanted to. And that event could be up to, what, 500 people? Maybe 1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
1,000 people
yeah.
in that outside area. And you could have another, what, another 750 on the indoor?
I mean, total.
Probably
we could.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Probably about
so,
700 people total capacity.
Everybody should come down to 5858 Roosevelt Boulevard and check out JR's. But it is so much more. When someone says sports bar, they are going to get the wrong idea because
yes.
this is actually family oriented for kids. You want to take you and your wife and go have a little relaxing time at dinner while your kids are playing and have so many different things to do. I mean, think about it. Bounce houses. You've got the AstroTurf outside. Then
yeah.
you have all
Pod
these
pie.
Games
yes.
and all these different things that kids can do. And so it's just a wonderful place to go out for the evening.
Yeah, we just want everybody to feel comfortable coming in.
What's your favorite part about?
I would say my favorite part is either the sensory room, because I even go there to just relax and like enjoy myself for a little bit, and then also the bounce house and how I can make a lot of friends. Like I've made like 5 new friends from this place that are children, and all the staff are really nice to everyone and just have a good time.
There's never a dull moment.
And this is my son, by the way, Landon.
Yes, this is Landon. Landon is awesome.
Yes.
So he's telling us a little bit about JR's.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You like the bounce houses, huh?
Yes.
So is there, I just got to say, is there like, you know, like an age limit on the bounce housing?
Oh, no.
So the parents can go in with their kids
All
if
right.
they like. Yes. It's just there's a weight capacity.
Okay,
so we just have
okay.
to work on that. But no, yeah. Everybody can have fun doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So can you go over some of the stuff that's on the menu so people realize what she's saying about a sports bar? It's really a restaurant, even though
yeah, it's
is
like
a
brick. Yeah, it's like a brick and mortar. So we do everything
go,
fresh.
Go over everything and how they're prepared and stuff to the best of your ability.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So everything is homemade. You know, from the gravies to the sauces to you know everything, marinating the chicken. Everything is homemade.
Awesome.
We don't like working with frozen food and selling it to the customers. We
you
want everything.
Homemade.
Well, it's a we want a family atmosphere, so why not make the food you know, like what you would make at home.
Of course,
you know.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
You
so.
Also have a sandwich press, so you could do
absolutely.
Cuban style
oh, we do Cubans. So
like
we
that,
do.
Right?
We also have smokers outside, so we
oh,
smoke
yum.
Our pork ham, and then we also have on Fridays, you know, a food truck, a bunch of food trucks that come out.
Oh, cool.
That where you could do food with them as well.
That
so there's
is
always
awesome.
Different samples of different type of food.
Oh, that is
not
very
only
cool.
on our menu, but you can enjoy yourself outside with our food trucks that come in on Fridays.
Oh,
as well.
That's really cool. So,
yeah.
Leandon, let me
yes.
ask you from a kid's perspective, what's
yeah.
your favorite thing on the menu?
So, my favorite thing are the buffalo chicken bites.
Ooh.
And, no, not buffalo, barbecue chicken bites.
Mm-hmm.
They come in varieties, they come in like small. If you want a little bit more, you can have a little bit more. And they have these, like, fries that are, like, kind of shaped like a U.
Oh.
And they are...
Spinner fries.
Yeah, spinner fries.
Oh,
and
that's too
they
cool.
are, they are very crunchy and good. And then also the wings there are really good. And there is also a kids menu for other kids. Like, there are quesadillas, there are chicken tenders, there are... sandwiches. There's a lot of stuff for the kids to eat too.
Awesome. So I bet you really like going to see Dad at work, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
whenever I'm at his house, I ask, can I go to your work and have some fun?
And that's the like, thing too with the employees, they're more than welcome to bring their kids to work.
Oh, that's
we don't
so
want
awesome.
Anything to hinder them from making money or doing anything like that when it involves their kids.
Well, and I think this sounds like a really amazing place. I give
yes,
kudos to you guys. You did a great job. I mean, you're not just kid-friendly, but you are employee-friendly. So it sounds like a wonderful place to work and to go, to hang out. So I think everybody in the community should come out and show some love and come and check it out. Yeah,
thank
for
you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I also was listening to you a little while ago. You were talking about maybe some bands or something that you guys do,
yes,
music?
So yes, we do bands on the weekend. You know, our opening night, we had Greg Billings. So we want all the you know, the best bands. And we also are going to be start doing bands on the outside.
Oh,
so
cool.
To just enjoy the atmosphere. During football season, we're getting a Jumbotron.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
And Bacardi is going to sponsor us and have... any of the Bucks tailgating party is going to be at our place.
Oh, that's great. And you guys are like
and
real close, go across the bridge. There
yes,
you are.
Yes, and we have plenty of room, and they're sponsoring everything. So it's going to be a really good time. The kids are going to enjoy
yeah.
it. You know?
Oh, great. That is awesome for people that have kids. If you want to tailgate
exactly.
in a safe environment and a
yes,
great
ma'am.
Place where kids
exactly.
can be, you got to go check it out.
Yes, ma'am.
And big business sees how the future is going to be with your business. So
exactly.
they're going to jump right in, especially when they see the money and they know this place is going to be awesome.
Yes,
we've got to get a piece of it.
Yes, sir.
So I have to say, awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. We enjoy what we do, and that's the main thing. It's not work when we go there.
Absolutely. That's
you know?
Awesome.
And I met some of his, I met most of his employees and that, and his cook was so happy, so enjoyed to have that job. You don't see that very often.
Not in our industry, you don't.
No, you don't. And you said that you rented, got him a motel room to get him a little R&R.
Yeah, we're gonna have
so
some fun.
That just shows how much you consider and you are not greedy. You give.
Yes,
you
sir.
Give with your heart. I can tell that.
Thank
bless
you.
You in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, guys. I think
thank
it
you.
Sounds awesome. I think you're gonna do phenomenal there. I really do. I'm so excited. I want to come check it out.
Absolutely.
The favorite job I ever had actually was bartending.
Yes.
That was my favorite thing because you meet so many people.
Absolutely.
It's fun. Time goes by so fast because you're busy.
Yep.
It's great.
Well, yeah. Meeting new people and, you know, learning their stories.
Yeah.
You know, it's
for
a fun
sure.
time.
That's how I met so many people. You know, I wasn't from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first moved here, I was actually doing nursing, but I had a woman that I'd met, and she's like, hey, could you help out catering? I'm like, sure. So I met a friend of hers who had just opened a bar, which no longer is there, but it was actually one of the best places I ever worked in my life. It was
yeah.
called Foxy O'Toole's on Almerton.
It sounds familiar, actually.
It was there for a really, it was an old bank.
Okay.
And they converted it it into a restaurant bar. And so they still had the vault. So people used to have parties in the vault. But I met so many wonderful people, you know, and then it just kind of, what I do now, I've met so many amazing, I mean, I have to say, our clients, we have some awesome people in our community. We really do. We have really great clients. I mean, they're all good people. I mean, there are a lot more good people out there than people believe.
Right. And that's why we're doing this is, you know, the community gave back to me, you know, and we just want to put a helping hand out there for anybody else.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and that's all it is.
So,
and I know if somebody has a problem, once they get an event started there, I know if they come to you, you're going to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
So I have to ask about parties there.
Yes.
Like, let's say, like a baby shower or something like that. Is there a fee to rent the space?
Absolutely not. No. No. We have a separate area also that has a full bar that, you know, that seats where we have pool tables, dartboards in that specific area to where they can have fun while they're enjoying themselves.
Nice.
But we can close it off.
Oh,
and
that's
a great
awesome.
Area. Yes.
So birthday parties, wedding reception parties, anything.
Football teams, baseball teams. I mean, we've had plenty of those that have come in and loved it. You know, there was the other day we had 50 or 60 kids.
That's great.
In the restaurant with their parents, and they're sectioned off, and you know, whatever they want to do, let the kids go run out and play and have a good time.
That's
there's
awesome.
Somebody out there also just to make sure that everybody's doing okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So they, you know, the parents can enjoy themselves too.
You guys have thought of everything though.
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Seriously. And again, that's 5858 Roosevelt Boulevard, JRs. You guys got to go check it out. So Landon, what else would you like to tell us that you like to do?
I also very like to do is, so I've met some great people that want to hang out with me now. I've made a lot of new friends, so if you come by and you have a kid, that's how they're going to make a lot of friends. I met some people that I think that are really cool and they want to be friends with me. And I like how nice the staff is and how if you have anything, just come and ask them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
So I understand you are a gamer.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to share some of your info where people could, like, on your YouTube channel or anything like that? Because you're live streaming right now yourself.
Yeah. I'm live streaming at Lando54. My YouTube is Lando54, and you'll see some character on a game, and you'll see me streaming to one person. And if you want to go to my Twitch, it's Kane_Lando54, and that's where I stream most of the time.
Awesome. And so what is your favorite game?
Either Fortnite or Valorant. And also, if anyone wants to be a streamer, then go do it. It's made my day of how many people want to come in and make your day saying you're an amazing streamer and you have great followers. And it just makes people's day if you start streaming, because now you have people that want to actually watch and you get to entertain people. So that's why I do it, is not for myself, for the others that want to watch and get entertained by me playing games or just talking to my life or just making videos in general.
You're awesome. I can tell how awesome you are because of how awesome Landon is.
His mother
seriously.
Has a very good, you know, he's very helpful. But
oh,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Landon,
yes.
You're working yourself as an ambassador to the children there at JR Sports Group. I think you're going to have a job there as ambassador to the kids.
I think so
awesome?
Too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That is awesome. So, what else would you like to tell us about JRs?
Yeah, I mean, that's the good gist of what we're doing. You know, we just want to be there for the community. We just want to help in any way we can. If you want to come in and speak with myself, which is AJ, or Jonathan, we're always there with anything that you want to do. You know,
that's awesome.
We're going to be doing, you know, turkeys for Thanksgiving. We're, you know,
oh, great.
You know, giving out bikes
Yay.
For Christmas, doing, you know, just anything that we can give back. And if there's anything that you think that we can do, come in and talk to us, and we'll definitely work with anybody to help out, you know,
that's
the
really,
community.
That is super awesome. We always, at the holidays, pretty much every holiday, it sort of shifted a little after COVID, honestly, because we had adopted a nursing home, actually, is what we were doing for every holiday. Well, that was one of the things, but it was every holiday. It didn't matter if it was Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day or whatever. We would get a group of people, and we would try to get them, you know, a little something for each person, because there was only like 92 people there. Yeah. And so we would, but the main thing was, it wasn't about giving them things. It was about the visiting them and giving our time to them, you know, absolutely. Because a lot of the people, they can't or don't come down to the activity center. So out of all of 92 people, let's say 12 people came down. So we went individually to make sure we visited every single room, every single time. You know, we That's brought amazing. Them stuff. It was just, you know what? It makes you feel so good. It melts Absolutely. You. Yeah. But, you know, they're lonely. There's everybody, they forget so much about kids and about older people. We were kids, but we're all going to get older one day. Right. So that was one of the things we did, but then they changed everything so drastically after COVID, and still sometimes it even is still different than it used to be.
Oh, just the regulations and
yes, well, what with you the were visiting able to do and the things yeah. like that. So we got really limited, so we sort of do different things, but every time we do any kind of event, we try to always do it for a cause. Like, mm-hmm. so if we're doing any event, whether it's two people that hear about it or 2,000, we want to just try to raise awareness about some cause.
Absolutely.
And that's why we work a lot with Angel, because he has introduced us to so many different nonprofits and different people in the community.
Which sounds great.
Yeah.
With what he's doing, for sure.
Which is what you guys are all part of, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Because I was selling them the coupon book, right? And all they care about is helping the community out, right? So it's like trying to sell ice to an Eskimo. They don't care about the
it's
ice.
It's already done.
It's already done. And I know. And I quite, I mean.
Yes, sir.
Because he helps out the community a lot. But can you help us interview you? I'm going to let you do the interview. How's that?
Okay.
You ready to interview a Mexican restaurant?
A Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, what's your name?
Julio.
Julio, you there?
Hello, hello.
Okay, hello. It's Julio. Let's see how you do. Your first interview. Action. Go ahead. He owns a Mexican restaurant.
So, what's your restaurant like?
Oh, well, you know, it's got typical fare, Mexican food, authentic. Cooked by family, and we also got margaritas, sangria, beer, you know, everything that typical Mexican restaurant has.
Yeah.
Delicious food.
Yeah.
That's all I can give.
Is your place kid-friendly?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we have a little section for, kids' menu. It's on the menu.
That's really nice.
Lots of fries, anything like that. You know, small fares for them.
Yeah. Do you, like, have you ever, like, made your own sauce? Do you have, like, your own recipes and stuff?
Yeah, we make our own salsa for the chips, and then we make our own salsa for, like, mild salsa or the hot one. It's very hot, so what's up?
That's awesome, Julio. So Landon is one of our new clients' son, and he is who is interviewing you right now. Tell us the name of your place and where we can find you.
Yeah. It's called Taco Miendo, St. Pete. It's basically the word taco and then M-I-E-N-D-O for the second part of it. It's a play on words in Spanish. In English, it doesn't really
What is the play on words?
I'm so sorry?
What is the play on words? What does it mean?
Oh, it's supposed to mean, in Spanish, it means you're eating or they are eating.
Oh.
So it's like St. Pete is eating is what the joke is. But
that's
in English,
cool.
You gotta like, say it out loud. In English, but yeah, and then we're at 4747 66th Street North, Kansas City.
All right.
Right by my place.
The old-time pottery. Well, you know the old Kmart used to be if you're a local.
Oh. Yeah, right by the Taco Bell and...
Yeah, exactly, right behind the Taco Bell.
Gotcha. Where, like, there used a Mexican to be a Krispy Kreme? Kind of
there was. Yeah, there's a Dunkin' Donuts there right now.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And you just got done getting interviewed by the ambassador. JR Sports Grill, the ambassador's all the children there.
That's awesome, Julio. So tell us about some of the things that you have at the restaurant.
Yeah, like I said, you know, your typical Mexican fare, tacos, and we can do them American style, which is, you know, the supreme style, sour cream, lettuce, onion, and tomatoes. I think they throw a little lettuce in there, but or Mexican style, and that's just the onion and cilantro. But you
okay,
can get
we gotta
both
go
ways
to our
here.
Next guest.
There's
but
many
and then closing, just say what you got going on.
I think they even have karaoke going on. that day. But everything's made fresh daily here in house. All we have, like, your typical horchata. I don't know if you had that one before.
Yes.
So good here. And pretty much any other juices, we make them here too. Mango juice, strawberry juice, piña colada. Forget about it. Non-alcoholic.
Very good. Very good, Julio. Tell us one more time the address and name of your restaurant and where people can find you.
4747. Can't go wrong with that. 4747. Yes. 66th Street. Here in Kansas City. Right, at the outskirts of St. Pete.
Awesome.
Before you get to Tyrone Mall.
All right. Thank you so, so much, Julio, for being on today. And I'm sure we will talk to you again very soon.
Yeah, thank you for talking to us. Tacomiendo here at Mexican Restaurant. We appreciate your time.
We'll definitely check you out.
Oh, awesome, Julio. You have a great day. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Julio.
Adios.
All right. You did a great job, Landon. Very good. Yeah, I think you have a future in radio. Very good. So we are here today, guys, with AJ and Landon from
JR Sports Bar.
All right. So tell us some more about all the other cool things you guys have there.
So we have a sensory room, mostly for autistic kids. We have handicap accessible seating. So if you were in a wheelchair, you could sit up in the bar stool like normal. We have a pool table. We have bounce houses for the kids. They have a golf court, kind of like a golf course.
Putt-putt
course.
All right.
Do they have gaming areas for you?
Yes. They have Mortal Kombat. They have a lot of, like, a fun driving game. They have darts. They have...
The claws?
Oh, the claws.
Oh, those
claw
are
games.
Fun.
Like with all the stuffed animals and stuff. Mm-hmm. We have this one game that I, a golf game. They have bowling game. So, yeah.
That's the only kind of golf I'm good at.
Yeah. You know, there's always something going on throughout the week, too. You know, we do, tonight's karaoke at 6 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
You know, we have a blues open mic. That was on Mondays, which is a lot of fun.
I see.
You know, anybody could go up there and, you know,
so
enjoy
what
themselves.
Time do some of your different events
usually
take
around
place?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how late are you guys open?
So we're open through till 12 on the weekdays, and then 2 to 3 a.m.
Just oh, nice.
Depending, you know.
Very good.
On the weekends.
Very cool. So
yes.
Is there a time limit when the kids are allowed, like, have to be gone or
no,
anything?
No, I mean, we just have a, you know, we're, you know, as parents ourselves, we kind of, you know, if it's time,
right.
We kind of, you know, we'll close things down.
Oh, I see.
You know, just
so you have a huge patio area. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have a full bar on the outside. We have 6 TVs out there. Like I said, we're going to have a Jumbotron, a massive Jumbotron
Brian's for all games.
Moving up.
There's no grass. There's no
It's all AstroTurf.
And we've committed $1,200.
Thank you, sir.
From Bros Pizza. And also from Madison Pizza spend at your restaurant.
That's amazing.
And then I just got some really good news. I think it's going to go up to $1,800.
Awesome.
So we're making
that's amazing.
And then what we like to do is get as many of the kids to go there.
Yes.
And then we take the bill.
We'll figure it out then, but thank you very much.
I want the credit to go to Bros Pizza.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And then what I would ask is that maybe we can give like a card the kids if they want could call Bros Pizza and to say thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you already got an $1,800 deal out of the radio station.
Even the money that's very appreciative.
Right, but that's not what it's about.
Thank you very much though. Yeah, thank you, Bros Pizza.
And
thank
then
you.
Plus all those kids that go there could be repeat customers.
And just have a good time. Yes.
Very good. So we gotta go to our next guest, okay?
Yes.
And then Ed's
gonna
play one more song if you just want to hear the beginning of it.
Okay.
You got it there? Listen, guess what song this is? And this is by JR Sports Bar.
Yes.
This feeling inside.
He's like, we're playing it twice.
My song.
Aww.
All right, come on.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
He did it. He did it. We didn't do
okay.
it.
All right, so good job.
Hey, Lando, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You did wonderful.
I got to say, Father, you did a great job with your child there.
Thank you, sir.
And I have one more thing to say.
Yes, sir.
You better get him a T-shirt that says Kids Ambassador of JR's and let him work his role. Right. Because I tell you, he showed his colors here.
Oh, he did a great job.
He really did.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I really appreciate you.
Bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, and one more thing.
You did a great job.
You don't give away bicycles or anything. You call on me. I will donate my time for anything you want to do to help the community.
He's a bike repairman.
Oh, great.
I repair everything from washing machines to computers.
Yeah, but he owns his own bike shop.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll definitely talk.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah, okay, we're okay?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. You guys sit down.
And Patriot missiles.
I'm going to be in just a minute.
I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Still playing, so I have a question.
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling shoe. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, yeah, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss for a few of the verses. Well, they've got me quite cross.
You ready? We got the glitch in the house, and we got Joey on the line. Joey, you there?
Yes, sir.
What do you do, Joey?
I own St. Pete Hauling, which is Tampa Bay's premier roll-off dumpster rental company.
Have we been on before? Aren't you the young man, like you're like 20 years old?
You know it.
That's it. So how are things going?
Doing well. Can't complain.
So anyhow, we got someone on the line. We can give you like about a minute and a half. All right, so talk for a minute and a half. Why someone should do business with you, Joey?
I'm going to go now or wait?
Now.
No, always supporting young local entrepreneurs. I was born and raised here in St. Pete. I lived here my whole life. We're honest, trustworthy, licensed, and insured. Same-day service. We make things happen around the clock. So anyone who wants to support young local entrepreneurs doing things right and helping the community out and also giving back at the same time, always feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, so how old are you?
Just turned 21 and 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we have a 9-year-old entrepreneur that was on, and it says it right across the ad. He's a 9-year-old dog sitter, and he started his own little business, and he's 9 years old, and he's an honor roll student, the whole nine yards.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, so your parents got to be very proud of you, Joe.
Yep.
Very good. So tell people how they can get in touch with you.
You can look us up on stpethaulinginc.com, or you can give us a call at 727-422-7643.
Say the number again.
727-422-7643.
And that's stpethaulinginc.com. Owned by a 20-year-old. Actually, you're 21, right?
Just turned 21.
So now you can go to the bars, huh?
Legally, yes, I can.
There you go. Well, congratulations for being on the show and you're getting your company going. And I know as a parent, they got to be very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, God bless. So we're going to go to our next guest, Glitch.
Cliche.
That's a cliche, that it's a glitch. It was a glitch to say cliche. Cliche. I wonder, does anybody know what that word means? Remember, I think we looked it up the last time.
I think we did.
Do you remember what it means?
No.
So tell us, like, the theme is you have great food. What I had there was homemade broccoli and cheese, I think.
Yeah, it's all Mama D's famous homemade recipes. Everything's made by scratch. So it's awesome. Everything's, she's in the kitchen. This morning I saw her in the kitchen just cooking away. So everything's all homemade, ready to go.
It's like one of those things, if you really can try the food, those, like, that's the best advertising.
And yeah, absolutely.
And I got to try your salad. He brought the salad home and I got it.
Did you get it?
Yes. It was awesome. I had,
right?
Yeah, a red leaf lettuce, balsamic vinegar, vinaigrette, walnuts and feta cheese, and I mean all the good stuff for me.
Yeah.
So very good. Proof lady, her name's Diana. She does proofreading. So if you ever need anything, she's always the smartest woman in the house.
I believe that.
Right, so she can proofread stuff, because why have a mistake? And it puts a reputation on your company, right?
Absolutely. You got to have proofreading.
Right. So tell us, can you ask him a question and like interview him a little bit here for us?
In terms of what you do. Okay, well, describe what you view as being most important about what you're doing.
The most important thing about what I'm doing for the company is getting the word out there to help spread her joy, her excitement for her brand new restaurant that she just got. So it's her baby, she's super excited. So I'm just helping spread the word of her joy and her prayers that she keeps putting out there.
I knew right away I was dealing with a classy lady.
Oh yeah, you're dealing with a classy lady.
Do you know, like, when you know that class? Like me, I have a lot of class, right?
Right.
It's all low, but I got it. But there is things, not with her though.
No.
The word, Dolores.
Dolores, yep.
If I had two words, dignified and classy.
Classy.
Right. And then you know someone that's dignified and classy is going to put out a good product.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because they say, like in a sales world, we were talking about that, if you have a sales presentation that's like not good, what does that say about your product?
It's not good at all.
But I'm just saying to you too, like him, right? You have a really good look to you.
Thank you.
And people tell you that all the time.
Absolutely.
Right.
You're also smiling all the time, and you don't feel like you have an animosity to you at all. You're always a happy dude, ain't you?
Always happy. Gotta keep a smile on my face. I don't like to be down and down.
It's
like, it's no fun.
I know.
Everybody's has a better day once you smile at them. Even the people that are mean and upset, you smile at them, they get the joy a little bit out of it.
That's like me saying I love you. I say I love you to everybody, and I've had some people turn around and say, you love me, you don't even know me. I said, well, the Jesus Christ in my heart says I love you.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let's go back to the menu. Can you go over some of the menu items, if
that's
possible?
Yeah, so some of our menu items.
And how they're prepared.
So I'm not in the kitchen, so I don't know how they're prepared.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
But you know how they taste.
I know how they taste. They taste wonderful. So everything's all homemade. So all the dressings, everything that she makes is all made fresh almost every day. That way we can keep it up and everything. The vegan recipes that she has come out. She has a vegan quesadilla, vegan hamburger. So there's no meat actually in the vegan burger.
My
so
daughter's a vegan.
It's all bean based and everything.
Bean curd, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's all healthy.
Yeah, it's all healthy.
The same amount of protein too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any other question there, Miss Proof Lady?
I'm dying to try it.
You should come try it. Absolutely.
Watch out. We'll send you in.
That's it.
Shopper.
That's okay. She can't hide from me now.
Do you know why you're saying you're dying to try it? Because Steven here, with his good smile and his joy, you can feel it even over the radio, his love, to be real, he feels if you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life.
Absolutely.
And I can feel the smile and the love you have for this restaurant. I believe in it. And that's why she said absolutely.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've known Dolores over 10 years now. Like, she puts her love and effort into everything that she does, and just putting her love towards me and bringing me into her family and inviting me in has been wonderful.
It's so very emotional.
It's very emotional for me.
Yeah.
It shows that she loves you so much, and you know she loves you.
And he loves her, too.
And I love her.
And the good food, people have their love in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that was the best vinaigrette I've ever had.
So what's some type of the foods also? Do they have meats and
we
stuff?
We got our hamburgers. So we have one that's a good daddy. It's got mac and cheese as a hamburger on top of the hamburger. So it's really good. That's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. We got chicken wings. We got mac balls. We have cheese sticks. We have ice cream balls, fried ice cream, everything. Like it's
so a mac ball is a fried ball of
mac and cheese.
That's what I figured.
Oh, so good. You got to come back to try it.
I will.
Yes, we are. And then also to tell us about, you have drag shows and such of that.
Yeah, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll have drag shows. Friday nights, they'll be at 7:30. Saturday nights, they'll be at 6 and 8:30. And then on Sundays, they're at 1 o'clock for brunch. She also has a brunch menu just for brunch. So she changes her whole menu just for that time period. So it's crazy.
Brunch is great. That's where you get breakfast and lunch, right?
Correct.
And your drag shows, they have like amusement where they sing and they do other things and stuff like that.
We sing, we dance.
That's wonderful.
If you want to see someone dance a house down, you bring it on. We have
Cabernet.
We got them. Yep.
Like the Cabernet. We're gonna put our feet up high.
So tell us, say the name of the restaurant as many times as you can. And the location. I can just give an idea. If anybody knows where KFC is,
you know KFC? Main Street.
Right. It's catty corner to that. Well, there's a car wash across the street.
Yep.
At Patricia and Main Street is really where it is. But tell us, say the name as many times as you can and the address.
Cliche, cliche, cliche. It's what you expect. It's cliche. It's down on 1056 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida, 34698. Cliche, we have online ordering, we have dining, we have takeout, we have Uber. Yep, we got all of it. Yep.
So, with your permission, I'm going to send a secret shopper there.
Yeah, bring her on.
Okay, seriously, I have your permission?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, this is on their radio now.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come back. They're going to come back and give a report.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Send them in.
We might send in the proof lady. But no, we're going to do that, the secret shopper.
Yeah, we have bingo tonight, too.
Okay.
We got bingo Wednesday and Sunday nights.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. In closing, what would you like to say about cliches?
Cliche, it's what you expect it to be when you come in, they have some food.
Now, do you have a song that you like? I mean, he can't do it now, but I'm just saying, do you have a song the next time we have you on that you would want to play?
Ooh, my favorite song?
Yeah.
Is Burnin' Love, the Winona Judd version.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
I'm an opera lover, so it's hard to describe that. I won't even bother.
Okay.
Popular music.
Okay, so let's say cliche.
Cliche.
Corner of Main Street and Patricia.
Yep.
Catty corner from the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Basically.
It's in Dunedin.
Dunedin.
And when you're there, when you have food on your plate, you ain't Dunedin.
Ain't Dunedin.
There you go.
Never.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so
and
much.
Say hello out to Dolores.
I will. I'll definitely bring her back some love.
Okay, and that's great. In closing, what would you like to say?
Just, if you have proofreading that needs to be done, I do it. I can do it very quickly. Whatever you want. I'm accurate.
Oh, thank you. God bless everybody. Go to Cliche.
Cliche. Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Pro-Palestinian protest.